So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Dam chata shenitez al habeged harizik toin kibus. If the blood of a chata splashed onto a garment before the blood was used for zrika, the garment must be washed inside the azar, as the pasuk states, "Basha yizim b'dam al habeged tichabes b'makom kadosh." And the Mishnah qualifies echad anachalus ve'echad apanimi as tuunis kibus. Kibus is required by both the dam of a chata chitzayin whose meat is eaten by the kanim, and the dam of a chata apanimi whose meat is burned outside gimel machnas. The Braisa states, however, dam chata so'ayiv in the toin kibus. Kibus is not required for the dam of a chata so'ayiv that is decapitated through malika. As the Gemara explains, that the source is in the following three psukim in Parsh Sav Perek Vav that refer to the halachas of chatas. Zois toris achatas b'mokim asher tishchat ha'oil tishchat achatas. Hakoyin ha'machata oisi yachlenu b'mokim kodesh toichel b'chatzar oil moed. V'asher yizim b'dam ala begad asher yizim alea t'chabes b'mokim kodesh. The inclusive word tairas implies that all chatas require kibus, while the exclusive word zeis implies that some chatais do not require kibus. Now, zeis teres may either refer to the words tishachet hachatas in the first pasuk, which imply b'neshchatas hakasa medaber. Kibus applies only to dam chatas that are shchita, and therefore teres includes chatas chitzayin and chatas apnimi that do have shchita, while zeis excludes chatas oiv that does not have shchita. Or, zeis teres may refer to the word teichel in the second pasuk, which implies b'nachalas hakasa medaber. Kibus applies only to dam chatas that is eaten, and therefore, Tairus includes chatas chitzayin and chatas oiv that are eaten, while zeis excludes chatas apanimi that is not eaten. And the Gemara gives three approaches as to why Tairus includes chatas apanimi, and therefore dama toin kibus, while zeis excludes chatas oiv, and therefore dama ein toin kibus. Rish Lakish explains, kibus definitely applies to chatas chitzayin because it's both neshchatas and nachalas, and Tairus includes chatas apanimi because it's similar to chatas chitzayin in seven ways, but not chatas oiv, because it's only similar to a chatas chitzayin in two ways. Rav Yosef explains, zeis excludes only chatas oiv, but not chatas apanimi, because the exclusive word yechlena implies yechlena lezuv aloy lacheres, benacholas miut hakosav. Only one of the chatas that are eaten require kibus, while another chatas that is eaten does not require kibus, and this excludes only chatas oiv, which is nachalas, but not chatas apanimi, which is ein nachalas. Rabbi explains, kibus definitely applies to chatas apanimi because the words asher yizu imply b'hazayis akas medaber. A chatas apanimi whose blood is sprinkled requires kibus, and Tairus includes only chatas achitzayinah because it's similar to chatas apanimi in seven ways, but not chatas aif because it's only similar to chatas apanimi in one way. The Gemara proceeds with two questions regarding chatas aif based on the following difference in the zrikas adam of a chatas behema and of a chatas aif. In the chatas behema, matana mikli sharis. The dam is collected into a kli sharis, and the kohen dips his finger into the kli sharis and smears the dam on the corner of the mizbeach. Whereas in the chata sa'if, haza mitzavara, the dam is sprinkled directly from its neck onto the mizbeach. Therefore, regarding the halacha of dam chata shenichnas lahechel l'chaper pasul, if the dam of a chata's behemoth that must be applied outside on the mizbeach achitzim was brought into the hechel, the chata's becomes pasul. The Gemara inquires, bai ribavin, chata sa'if shehechnas dam mitzavara bifnim ma'u. What is the halacha if the kohen brought a chatas ha'if into the hechel between malika and zrika while the blood was still on its neck? Perhaps the dam is possible because tzavar ka kli sharis dami. Since the zrika is done directly from the tzavar, the dam is considered as if it's dam in the kli sharis. Or perhaps the dam is kasher because tzavara ka tzavar behema. Since the dam is still on the tzavar, the dam is considered like basar, the meat of the animal, which does not become possible because the pasuk states, v'chol chatas ha'shiyav midama v'gaymer le'seichel midama v'le besara. Regarding the halacha of nishpach adam al ritzpa ba'asvei pasul, if before Kabbalah the dam of a carbon behemoth is spilled from its neck to the ground, the dam is pasul, it may not be collected for zrika. But if nishpach min hakli al ritzpa ba'asvei kasher, if after Kabbalah the dam is spilled from the klisharis to the ground, the dam is kasher and may be collected for zrika. The Gemara inquires, bay rebavin, nishpach al ritzpa ba'asvei mau. What's the halacha of the dam of a chatzai is spilled from its neck to the ground? Perhaps the dam is kasher because atzrochu hu deloy atzrochu rachman the klisharis. Since Kabbalah is not required, the dam is considered as if it's dam in the klisharis. Or perhaps the dam is possible because mifsal possible bei rachman the klisharis. Since tzavar is required, the hazam must come directly from the oif, but once the dam leaves the tzavar, it becomes possible. The Gemara proceeds with another question. Nitis mi beged le beged mao. What's the halacha if dam chatas behem is splashed onto one garment and from there it's splashed onto a second garment? Perhaps the second beged does not require kibus because eitzvei possible, or mi beged kama itchile le kibus. Dam that requires kibus is pasul lezrika, and therefore this dam cannot require kibus of the second beged because it's not ro laza. Or perhaps the second beged does require kibus because eisvei kasher. Dam that requires kibus is still kasher lezrika, and therefore this dam can require kibus of the second beged because it is ro laza. And the Gemara explains that this question is only according to the Chacham in our Mishnah who hold Hoitzalei Shas HaKoshe B'Nifsala in Dama Toin Kibbus. That dam that was initially kasher and then became pasul does not require kibbus, and therefore if we assume that Eisvei pasul, then dam that became pasul Zrika cannot obligate kibbus. However, there's no question according to Rabbi Kiva in the next daf who holds Hoitzalei Shas HaKoshe B'Nifsala Dama Toin Kibbus. Dam that was initially kasher and then became pasul does require kibbus, because even if we assume that Eisvei pasul, but since this dam was initially kasher before it spilled onto the first garment, even though the dam became pasul, it requires kibbus for the second baggage. All these questions remain unresolved.